Nope, never. Never heard it.
What about this animal that's...
Or if I heard it, it didn't register on my mind.
Okay. An animal that's black has a white stripe down the middle of its back.
Skunk. Skunk.
Anything else for that?
There is the term polecat. I think of that as being a country term, though.
Okay. Would you have any general term for types of animals that would be likely to raid the farmer's hen roost, like weasels and skunks and foxes, animals like that? You say they're all a bunch of...
I don't know that I would really use a general term for that, but... It would be certainly possible to call that kind of animal a varmint, or to use varmint in referring to people. This is the sort of thing I would hear, though, on westerns on television rather than in actual usage.
Okay. And what about the little bushy-tailed animal that runs around the trees?
That's a squirrel.
Do you know of any different types?
Around here, we just have gray squirrels, and I hate them. I really never hated them until they got into the attic last year, and it was right above my bedroom. And I woke to that every morning.
Yeah.
And I have wanted to get my gun and shoot those varmints ever since.
Yeah. Right.
I think my father would have used varmint to mean disagreeable little animals. Okay.
Have you heard of a red squirrel?
No.
Fox squirrel?
No.
Anything kind of like a squirrel, but maybe not with the big bushy tail that doesn't climb trees?
Yes, that's a chipmunk, and we do have them in this area. I haven't seen one lately, but they are definitely around.
What about different types of freshwater fish? Know any?
Oh, I don't fish, and so I don't really know much. I can say brim and trout and catfish. And beyond that, I wouldn't really know what's freshwater and what's saltwater.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about some types of seafood that you can buy around here? Thinking principally about the ones, you know, that pearls grow in.
Yes. Oysters.
And little fan-tailed animals, those are...
Shrimp.
And you say you're going to the store to buy so many pounds of...
Shrimp. But if you actually had two of the little fan-tailed things, I don't know whether you would say two shrimp or two shrimps.
Mm-hmm.
2 pounds of shrimp, but I'm not really sure about the little things individually.
Okay. And these animals, you hear making a croaking noise at night, you would call them?
Well, if it's a big one, it's a bullfrog.
Does it make any difference where he stays, mostly, as to what you call him?
I associate bullfrog with water.
Mm-hmm. What about one that you see around your garden or around your house most of the time?
I've never seen one around here, but the animal that's supposed to cause warts, I have heard, is a toad.
Okay. Have you ever seen these very tiny, small ones? Don't get much bigger than that?
I have seen them, but only in Tennessee. And this was visiting a friend recently, and I don't recall what they called them. I don't have a name for them.
Okay. And talking about fishing, if someone were going to use live bait, you might use...
Minnows.
Or something else.
Worms.
Do you have any different names for different kinds of worms?
Earthworms, and that's, I think, all I know.
Okay. And the animal that has a hard shell and he can pull his head... legs in for protection.
It's a turtle.
Does it make any difference what you call him, if he maybe lives strictly on land or out of water?
Not to me. It's still a turtle as far as I'm concerned. I have heard of a tortoise, I have heard of a terrapin, but I have no idea whether that's land or water or large or small or what. There's a tortoise in Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.